Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, everyone. Hopefully, you're doing well. And I would like to welcome you to TC's Lounge. I hope your holiday weekend was good. Mine was good because I didn't do much of anything. So, you know, I don't like doing much of anything. Everything costs money. Pretty much a cheapskate, so if I'm not spending money, I'm pretty happy. Not that I don't like going out and doing things, don't get me wrong. I like seeing the world, I like seeing the beautiful landscapes and beautiful places, but if I can, I guess, afford to, not to use that pun, but if I can afford not to go anywhere, if I don't have to go anywhere, no big deal. So I spent the time with my family on Saturday, and my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, of course, is pregnant, and, you know, that's always an awesome thing, and I'm happy for them. I got a little nephew coming into the world. It's a great thing. But speaking of my brother, he, quote-unquote, accidentally sliced his finger last week. So what? The running joke is that his wife did it, but, you know, we don't know how it actually happened. Like, if you take a look at any one of your fingers, maybe an inch or two down, or maybe 3 inches down, he sliced off that whole section of his finger right before the fingertip. And I thought to myself, because I'm always overthinking everything, and I thought to myself, one, how did it happen? And two, that it's like a sign to me, or an example of life and it's certain things in life. And you ask me, well, what do you mean? Okay, so I was thinking how it happened. He must have been, because he said his wife had asked him to do something in the middle of the night. Reason I mentioned her being pregnant and all that, because, you know, women have cravings during pregnancy. And he said that she asked for something at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he went down and started cutting, like, carrots. And I could see if you're cutting and if you're not really, you know, balanced, or if you're a little tired and groggy, you know, you can start doing something and not even notice it, you know, your finger's in the way. So I'm assuming, you know, without having any coming up with anything, on the contrary, I'm assuming he just was chopping something and then he just sliced his finger. Hopefully she didn't do it. I don't think she did, you know, but that's not my business or your business. The point I'm trying to make is, the whole time we were at dinner on Saturday, he's saying it had to go. He showed us a picture of it. He said it just had to go. It had to go. It had to go. And I'm like, it's your finger, bro. I mean, I don't know if you could just necessarily say that your finger has to go, or a piece of your finger anyway has to go. And when I think about that, it's like maybe he's just saying, in a sense, that it just was supposed to happen, but, you know, we get into the details of things happening and not happening and already supposed to happen, and was that a sign for him? Well, to me, I took it as we have to apply that to life as well, like with anything we're dealing with. Some things just have to go. I don't necessarily agree with my brother in that his fingertip had to go, but some things in life do have to go. I mean, just when you're thinking about past relationships, failures, even when you succeed, or, you know, holding on to the past. And, you know, everybody knows a person that talks about high school as if high school was yesterday or high school was a week ago. There are grown men and women that still talk about, I remember when I was, dot, dot, dot. Or so-and-so did this to me, and now dot, dot, dot. man, I missed out on that promotion and dot, dot, dot. And so we tend to hold on to stuff when we should just let it go and say to ourselves, it has to go. But it's, with anything that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's easier said than done, obviously. I say that a lot. It's easier said than done just to let things go. But I do wholeheartedly believe if we just cut it off, so to speak, I mean, it doesn't have to be as dramatic as how my brother cut his fingertip off, but sometimes for some people, it has to be not as literally dramatic, but it has to be dramatic. You may have a friend in your life that just keeps getting in trouble, keeps dragging you down. His or her business is your business, and that business is giving you depression or making you sick or just getting on your nerves, and it wears down on your soul, so to speak, or wears down on your personality, and it's dragging you down, and maybe you just need to cut that person off. You say, well, that's just one of my great friends. I've known that person for so long. But somebody that's worth something to you aren't always going to bring something negative to your plate. Now, we all have issues and problems that we deal with, but we deal with those things, and we may have someone to talk to about it, but then we typically try to move on. But if you have a friend or a family member or in a relationship with somebody that's constantly dragging you to the ground, I mean, there's negative Nancy and there's negative Ned, and you hang out with both of them, those people need to be cut off. It has to go. You have to let go. As much as you don't want to, you have to. Because if you don't, think of it as a wall. Think of it as holding on to something or holding on to an issue in life or something in the past and thinking about the future. Think of it as a big brick wall. And the more you hold on to things, the wall gets bigger. The less you hold on to things, the bricks in the wall start to come down. And that's the way I look at it as, if you're holding on to a relationship in the past and somebody is not, I can't find nobody better than who I had in the past. Or I can't believe so-and-so did that to me in that relationship. Every girl, every man is the same way because of that person. Then you just add bricks to the wall. And every time you hold on to something or blame somebody for something or be mad at, or what am I going to do with this? Like, I don't know how my future is going to pan out. Let that go. It's the future. That's tomorrow. Today is a beautiful day. But right now, holding on to things, to me personally, is just constantly building them. Matter of fact, not a wall just in front of you, but you're building a wall around you. And every time you knock down the brick in that wall, you start to release. You start to be able to see clearly. Like, the wall is in front of you. And you have all these problems and issues that you've been holding on to. And once you start to break down the wall, you start to be able to see in front of yourself and gain energy to be able to do more or do the things that you've always wanted to do. But if you're constantly holding on to a person, a place, a situation, you're going to constantly continue to build that wall. And up until you have such a wall over yourself, you done built an entrapment like an igloo. You know how an igloo looks? A big round entrapment of a brick wall over yourself because you have so many things that you're worried about, so many people that drag you down, and these things just need to go. They need to go. And it's, like I said, it's easier said than done. Because if I would always try to apply things to my personal self, and I hold on to anger sometimes. Or I was telling someone earlier today how I'm trying to get over the dragging feeling of the day in and day out situation we have ourselves in. You go to work, you deal with stuff at home, you rinse and repeat. And a lot of times it can be just annoying. It feels heavy. It feels like, what am I doing? What's the point? And I'm trying to let go of that thinking because like I was telling someone earlier, when you really think about your life as an American, we have it pretty good. We have it really, really good. Now, what you dealt with in your personal life and in your family is totally different than what I deal with. And I can't sit here and say to you, I know exactly what you've gone through. And I can't expect you to handle things like I handle things. I also, when I talk about how I'm trying to get over that heavy feeling of just a day in, a day out cycle, I also get over things pretty quickly. I mean, almost too quickly, like almost annoyingly quick. I can get an argument with somebody, and within 5 minutes, I'm not mad at them, or I'm not even having anything, or holding a grudge towards them. That's just how I work, because I don't feel like it serves any purpose. Because if I disagree with you and I don't like something you said, that's one thing. If I disagree and I don't like how you responded to me and I feel like you disrespected me, that's another thing. But I typically get over all those things because it's never that big of a deal to me. It's just conversation. It's just attitudes. It's just two different personalities trying to work something out, and it's easy for me to get over. But I can't expect everyone to be that way. So I try to always remind myself that I got to get over the American plight, so to speak, to get back to the point. The American plight of, oh, you know, I could have it better. How come so-and-so has much more money? How come so-and-so did this? How come so-and-so did that? When really and truly, I'm blessed beyond measure. I am. And if I was to go today, I would feel like I had no regrets, and I don't like to have regrets. But I also can feel this way because I don't hold on to much. The one thing I just went over with you all about is the heavy feeling of life. That's my one thing right now. Outside of that, it's Tuesday after work. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day. I'm about to go eat because we all love to eat. It's hard for me to come up with complaints. It really is, and that's why when I get on here, it's something that just pressures my mind, because after a while, I just won't care anymore. But I typically cut off. I don't have any drama in my life. I don't have any crazy people that are constantly bringing me down. If I ever do, I just immediately cut them off. It's no disrespect to them, because some people just can't get right, and you wish. Like, I have a giving heart. I want to help the world, but I also realize I can't help the world. It's not that it'll kill me before I even realize it by stressing out about the world's problem when I have my own personal life to deal with. So I can't help the world, and I got the heart for the world, but I can't help the world. So I don't worry about stuff like that. I only worry about my inner circle and the people that want to join my circle. And I go from there. But I cut out any distraction, anybody that just don't help my situation. I forget about the past. I think about it sometimes, but I just forget about it. It's the past. You know, there's opportunities I missed out on, I'm mad about. But oh well, that's it. Yeah, I would like to make more money and do better things with my life. That's the future. I can't do anything with that. I got some regrets in my past. So what? That's over and done with. And that's how I handle it. It's not that simple. But I'm saying sometimes you just got to cut it off. You got to let it go. Because the more you hold on to it, the bigger the wall gets, the bigger the entrapment gets, and then you can't go out and maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe you want to help your community. Maybe you want to, you know, just be a better person, a better girlfriend, a better boyfriend, better father, better mother. But if you're constantly holding on to other things in life and other people that don't help you, you can't see what's in front of you and get a better outlook on things, and then you can use that energy that's left from letting things go and do better things. And so that's all I'm saying. Sometimes sometimes, like my brother did, you just gotta cut it off and let it go.